Welcome to the Hustle Sanely podcast, a show inviting you to live a peacefully productive life. I'm your host, Jess Massey, a peaceful productivity coach and planner creator. My mission is to share mindset shifts and peaceful productivity tips that help people with really full lives go from running on fumes to living with intention in every season. You're in the right place if you want to design a life that reflects your actual priorities so you can stop the constant hustle and pursue your goals while prioritizing your well-being. Now, take a deep breath and let's learn how to hustle sanely. Hey, hi, hello, and welcome back to the show. It is the fourth Tuesday of the month, which means, as I'm sure you know, I am not by myself. I've got a guest on with me, and this one is really special, y'all, because I have a Hustle Sanely BFF here today. Emily has been a part of the BFF membership since March of 2022, and it has been the raddest thing to watch her implement the Hustle Sanely planning system and design her version of a peacefully productive life. That is why I love the BFF membership so much, because I get to know these women and see how they're applying Hustle Sanely strategies to their actual real lives. We love a tangible example, and there is no shortage of them in the BFF community. Emily is such a light in the community, and I am just so stoked for y'all to get to hear from her and learn from a fellow Hustle Sanely community member. Emily is a people and operations leader passionate about building an inclusive workplace culture. She is co-founder and partner at Friday, which is a strategy and design firm that helps mission-driven organizations fulfill their purpose. Emily has worked in various roles at consulting agencies and nonprofits with clients and internally, both in person and remote. At Friday, she creates systems and routines to help build collaboration and cohesion among the company's staff of creatives and strategists who are spread across six different states. The company was recently named Best in Business 2023, Companies That Put Purpose Before Profit by Inc. magazine. How cool! Oh my gosh. And then outside of work, Emily enjoys live music, snowboarding, and going on family adventures with her husband and three-year-old daughter. Emily actually reached out to me. She pitched herself to come on the show, and she shared that Hustle Sanely has really supported her in the workplace. And so I am so excited for you guys to get to hear her perspective about hustling sanely as a 9-to-5er. So I hope y'all enjoy my conversation with Emily. Hello, Emily. Welcome to the show. I am so excited to have you here. I was saying in the intro before we came together here, this is the first time that I've had a Hustle Sanely BFF on as like somebody who I'm interviewing, and you pitched yourself to be on the show. Yes. And I am just so excited to have you on. So before we get into the good stuff, well, it's all good stuff, but you know what I'm saying? Can you, for sure. This is the hardest question of the whole entire episode. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself? So like, what are your most important roles in life? What are you passionate about? All that good stuff.
Yes. Well, first of all, thank you so much for having me. I am honored. I just love everything Hustle Sanely. And yeah, it's just so cool to be here with you.
Yay.
So my roles in life, things I'm passionate about. Well, first and foremost, I'm a wife and a mom. I've been married to my husband for 5 years. And we have a 3.5-year-old daughter, Juliet. And so I'm really leaning into my preschool mom era.
I love it.
We're a one and done family. And so it's really important to me to just be intentional in my parenting, support her interests, and just be a present mom, which is more work than I realized it would be. Other than that, I'm a business owner and a business partner. In early 2019, two colleagues and I launched our own business, a consulting firm, which is called Friday. And we work with nonprofit organizations and philanthropic organizations, providing services like brand strategy, communication strategy, and program design. But in my role day to day, I lead the internal operations and people function of the company. And so I lead HR, recruiting, internal systems, team development, review cycles, things like that. And that's really important to me because I have the opportunity to impact the day-to-day of my team. Mm. I've always it's always been important to me that my work has a positive impact in the world. And it's always been important that my job was doing something in that space. And so my job allows me to do that. At Friday, we support organizations who are working in education, who are building more equitable economies and vibrant communities. And in my role, I'm creating a more inclusive workspace that supports staff as humans and not just as workers. Mm. And so I feel privileged to be able to do that day in and day out. Aside from that, I'm other roles in my life. I'm really close with my 4 siblings. Mm. I'm passionate about my personal development journey and building my village. And I'm also passionate about Beyonce. So if you ever want to have another conversation, I'm down.
I love it. I love it. No, I was – whenever I was reading your bio – because obviously I know you through the BFF membership. Like, yeah. You know, this was – it was a really rad opportunity for me to be able to read like your – and I'm putting this in air quotes for those of you listening – like your professional bio. Because, you know, yeah. I only know whatever you share in the community. So it was really, really interesting. And I was like, wow. So just because I want to know for myself, is what you do, you like kind of the, what is the phrase, like community culture? Is that something that you do? Like company culture, you like really established yeah. that? Okay, that's what I thought. And I was like, yeah. wow, that is such an important role, I feel like, in workplaces, especially today. And I feel like it's so mm-hmm. in alignment with Hustle Sanely because work-life harmony. Totally. And so I'm just so excited. And I also love the name of y'all's company, Friday. I think Thank that you. Is so, I know cute's kind of
it's like a vibe
word, but yeah, when I read it on like your, like the stuff that you sent in for the show, I was like, oh my gosh, wait, that's actually such a good name. Like it hit me and I loved it. Yeah. So, okay. To get us going, I want to do just a few, they're very lighthearted, like rapid fire questions, just so that the listeners can get to know you. I know the Hustle Sanely BFFs know you a little bit, but those people who are not in the Hustle Sanely BFF community, I want them to know who Emily is before we really get into the nitty gritty of the episode. So can you tell us what book you're currently reading or podcast you're loving, or you can share one of each. I'm definitely here for that.
Cool. Well, I have a fiction and a nonfiction book to share.
Love.
One is a fiction book that I just finished last week, The Midnight Library by Matt Haig.
So good.
So good. Mm-hmm. It was one of those books that days after I finished it, I was thinking about it. And for me, that's always like, that means it was good.
Yep.
So I recommend that if anyone hasn't checked that out. I know it's a few years old now.
It gets your wheel
and then
turning.
I
read that one a couple years ago and I still, like I don't remember all the ins and outs of it, but it's one of those books that mm-hmm. like really made a mark because I still am like, like thinking about that one. Mm-hmm. So it's a good one.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. And I'm currently reading for a nonfiction, Hidden Potential by Adam Grant. He's an organizational psychologist and I'm just kind of getting started on the book, but so far it's really resonating and I think it'd be right up your alley too. Some of the themes that have stood out to me are the importance of building character skills mm-hmm. and how that can kind of launch you into your potential by focusing on your character. Yeah. And also it's seeking discomfort as a mark of growth. And I think that's so important because I don't like being out of my comfort zone, but I know that that's where I can grow.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That sounds – okay. What is it called? Hidden Potential, you said?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I have heard of Adam Grant and people have told me that I would like his stuff, but I've never read anything or consumed anything by him.
Yeah, he has a bunch of books. He also has a great Twitter or Threads
okay.
if you're on.
Okay. Yeah. I feel like it's so funny that you're talking about that book today of all days because last night I was doing my nighttime routine. I was like washing my face, doing my skincare, blah, blah, what all things. And my mind was just like going. I was just like letting my thoughts go. And I was thinking about like – because Adam and I – my Adam, not Adam Grant.
Right.
My Adam had a conversation at dinner last night and we were just talking about how life just feels very flowy right now. And like, it's, mm-hmm. you know, it's my business is thriving and I'm working the least amount I've ever worked hours wise. But I feel like I've just been so intentional with my time and intentional with how I'm showing up for the community. And I was like, I really do feel like that's what sets Hustle Sanely apart. Cause how many planner companies are there? Thousands, maybe, I don't know, maybe sure. more. I don't know, whatever. But mm-hmm. I feel like because of who I am and how I show up for the Hustle Sanely community, that's what sets us apart. And that's what makes Hustle Sanely successful. So that book talking about character, I'm just like, that you said, it sounds right up my alley. It's just so funny. Cause it's literally a conversation that I was having with my Adam last night and like with myself last night. So now I'm like, okay, let me pull out my phone real quick and add that to my TBR because I freaking love the sound of that. Okay, awesome.
Well, and I even wrote down this quote, which I'll share now because I was thinking it might come up later. But he talks about how some people think about personality and character being one and the same. Mm-hmm. But he differentiates the two by saying your personality is just your natural tendency.
Yeah, yeah.
But character skills enable you to transcend that tendency to be true to your values and your principles. Mm. So your character is how you show up on a hard day.
Yeah, that's huge. That's huge. That's good. Yeah. That kind of hits me in a that hurts, but in a good way. You know what I mean?
Definitely.
Yeah. I'm definitely.
Well, and you know, oh, I was going to say like Hustle Sanely has for me been a way for me to build those skills. Oh, so
I love that. I'm so excited to get into like hearing about your experience from Hustle Sanely.
Yeah.
Okay. Real quick. What's your Enneagram number?
Sure. No? So I took a test mm-hmm. a while ago and I was a 3-wing 2.
Okay.
But I looked at it again. And as I've been learning more about it, I might actually be a 2-wing 3. So I'm in like the 2-3 kind of thing. I'm, you know, recovering people pleaser mm-hmm. and I love to serve mm-hmm. and I get a lot of joy out of helping others.
I get two energy,
a high achiever.
I know you're not supposed to like project to other right. people like what you think they are, but based on what I know of you, you remind me a lot of Adam in a good way. My Adam. Again, not Adam Grant. Thanks. Adam Massey. And I just feel like I can tell that you have a heart for people. And I feel like to me, that's like to the core, you know. But who knows?
It
might be a 3. Or maybe you just have the 3-wing. Who knows? But 2-3.
Something like that.
Area. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And then what is a life hack that is saving you in your current season? And this can be anything you
want. Yes. Yes. Well, so this is actually a hack that I learned from the BFF community Facebook group, which is about keeping up on laundry because mm-hmm. Lord knows it's tough when you have a kid.
How do little people accumulate so much laundry? That is what I want to know. That is something that no one prepared me for when I became a mom. I was just like, honestly. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Okay. Continue.
So the thing is, the idea is to start a load of wash at the night before, but to use the delay start setting. I don't know why I never paid attention to all the different buttons on my washing machine, but you can delay start your laundry. So it starts at like 4 or 5 in the morning. Mm-hmm. It doesn't sit there all night wet, right? And then you just throw it in the dryer in the morning. Life changing. It's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. I love it. And another reason to be in the BFF community because we share
honestly
real life hacks. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. And tangible examples.
Yes. Yes. And then the last kind of like fun rapid fire question. You can take this any direction you want to take it. What is one product that you are obsessed with right now? It could be beauty, lifestyle, a snack, like whatever you want to share.
Okay. Well, I'm going to keep on the chores, making my chores easier train.
Love it.
Because I am obsessed with the new-ish Roomba that we got, the robot vacuum. Mm-hmm. So we had one in the past, but it was kind of an older one that kind of just like bounced around and it was okay. But we recently upgraded and now they're very smart. So what I have is a Roborock S7.
Okay.
And these things are so smart. There's an app that goes with it. It maps your house.
Game changer.
And then you can say, okay, clean the kitchen. And you don't have to worry about it like leaving the kitchen. It just does the kitchen uh-huh. and then goes back. And when it vacuums, it leaves very satisfying like lines on the carpet. It's just great. So
listen,
if your Roomba's a little old, you might wait for Prime Day and then upgrade.
Yeah, my Roomba is a little old and it will just spin in circles. I'm grateful for my Roomba, don't get me wrong, because it's all I know. But knowing that there's an option out there, because I sometimes mm-hmm. – so Adam hates the sound of the Roomba and we both work from home most of the time. So mm-hmm. I try to run it whenever we're out for a walk so that he doesn't have to hear it because we're gone for like a good, over an hour. And I'm like, mm-hmm. I wish that it could just do like Everly's room or the bathroom.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm.
I
don't. And you don't have to like try to like trap it in.
Yeah. Like, I'm trying to like make all right. these like blockades. And I'm just like, wow, this is a lot. This is, I should probably just pull off.
Right. Them. Well, the other great thing about this Roborock S7, mm-hmm. I should get sponsorship for this, is you can like have it be on different modes. So you can have like a quiet mode versus a, you know, heavy cleaning mode. Uh-huh. So uh-huh. it's great.
Okay.
It's changed my life.
The way you're speaking of this, I'm like, this isn't even a want, this is a need in my household. So honestly, I'm gonna be on.
Other hot tip is that they make them that can like self empty the
You're
the like
kidding. Yeah
container.
Mm-hmm.
Not worth it.
Okay
that was loud, didn't work that well, so just
go with the
S7. Okay. Yeah,
noted.
That's it.
Noted. Amazing. Wow, I'm honestly so excited you shared that. Okay, before we kind of get into the questions that I have for you, can you just give us like a rundown of when you found Hustle Sanely, how you found Hustle Sanely, like when you really got plugged into the community, just like your Hustle Sanely history. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yes. Well, so I feel like the way I found you, Jess, was very serendipitous because I've been following you for a long time. So back in the day, like pre-Instagram, I think even pre-Pinterest, I would just follow lifestyle blogs on like Blogger.
Mm-hmm.
And so I somehow came across Lovely Little Things.
No and way.
Yeah, way back when. And, you know, I don't know how I found you, but I like reflecting back on it, I think that your energy has always been very inviting and authentic.
Thank you.
And I was also a Glisten Fit subscriber. So I might still have access to those videos, possibly. but you just like stayed in my feed. Mm-hmm. And I just really appreciate how you have always unapologetically pursued your passions mm-hmm. until you found like your calling.
Mm-hmm.
And that's inspiring. And so, you know, over time just kind of like followed you. And then when you started Hustle Sanely, I was like, okay, this is my vibe.
Mm-hmm.
I like this. But my iPad was never like Apple Pencil compatible, and all the styluses I would ever buy were not good. So I you know, used some printables and then just kind of, you know, enjoyed watching.
Yeah.
But meanwhile, in January 2019, like I mentioned, I launched a business with two incredibly brilliant colleagues. We had been working together for a few years. I had been working in that space for almost a decade. So consulting with social impact organizations. But we decided, we had this opportunity and we decided to take a leap and start our own company. And so as we, you know, I wasn't new in that space, but running a business was new. And so we were wearing so many different hats, learning as we go. And we really wanted to grow our team slowly, scale intentionally, and not grow too fast. From the onset, our team was completely remote and we were serving clients across the country. So we're effectively a 9-to-5, even though I'm kind of my own boss, like it's a 9-to-5.
Mm-hmm.
So we started the company and within the first year I was pregnant. And then a couple months later, the pandemic started. And so it was just a lot of change. And fortunately, from the business side of things, we were already used to working remote. And we were able to sustain our client base, sustain our projects through the pandemic. However, entering motherhood during the pandemic was really hard for me. It really hit me hard.
Mm-hmm.
I took 3 months off for maternity leave. And I didn't really realize it at the moment. But in hindsight, I was totally in survival mode.
Mm-hmm.
All of my close friends and family lived far away. I didn't have that like village and community like around me during that period. And I was just isolated. I was scared. Like the future was just so uncertain, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I think to cope, I poured myself into work. It was something I kind of had some more control over, right? And so mm-hmm. I was working late. I was just like push. And it, you know, the business was continuing to be successful. And so that was really good. But also in the meantime, you know, Juliet started daycare when she was 15 months old. And that was also really, really hard. And really, that like broke me, mainly because we just had a hard time finding the right fit for us. We bounced around 3 different providers in 6 months. And I just felt like I was failing. Like, I was like, why isn't my like instincts putting me in the right direction? It was just really hard. And so that was difficult. And meanwhile, the business was doing well, but I was always overwhelmed at work. Mm-hmm. I used to have a whiteboard behind my computer that was basically my catch-all to-do list. It had everything on there. Mm-hmm. And I would just show up at work each day and look at that giant to-do list and be like, okay, well, what am I going to chip away at today? Mm-hmm. I was also, I had a hard time like asking for help and delegating. I felt like I really needed to prove myself. Mm. Like I have said, like my colleagues are so smart. They're so creative. And I just felt like, well, why am I here? Right. And just didn't have that like confidence in what I was bringing to the table per se. And so in early 2022, I kind of hit a wall and I was like, okay, I need to do something because I'm not really taking care of myself and I'm just not doing well. And so with the encouragement of my sister and my husband, I got support for my mental health and I was diagnosed with generalized anxiety disorder. And within a few weeks, I was traveling for work. I was binging the Hustle Sailing podcast on my flight and I heard on your podcast that you had also been diagnosed with generalized anxiety disorder, like within weeks. And I was like, well, this is a crazy coincidence on timing. And I was like, okay, if I'm looking for a sign, like this is it. Mm-hmm. I decided like this is something I'm going to do to change. And so my birthday was coming up. I went to Costco. I bought myself a new iPad. I bought myself an Apple Pencil and I got myself that digital planner. And I also decided at that time to join the BFF community and use that as a time to kind of challenge myself to show up, be vulnerable, put myself out there, out of my comfort zone. And I've been there ever since.
I truly cannot tell you, okay, I am not just like blowing smoke up your butt right now. When I am creating stuff for like Hustle Sanely, the BFF community, like products, content, like the whole shebang, there are a handful of women who have like, who are a part and very active in the Hustle Sanely community who, and I don't do it on purpose. I'm not like thinking like, ooh, I'm going to think about this person, this person, this person. But there's just like a handful of people who are in the community who stand out in my brain. And you're one of them who when I'm creating content, I think about you and I think about things that you've shared, things that, you know what I mean? Just like challenges and Hustle Sanely wins. And like you guys truly, truly keep me going when it comes to like product creation, like knowing the hearts behind the women who are using the stuff. Like that's one of my values in business. Like I can't just create for the masses and I hope a million people buy it. And like, I'm, you know, great. Like that is what causes me to burn out. Like I need to know who I'm creating for. And I distinctly remember a shift when you joined the Hustle Sanely, the BFF community specifically. I just remember you coming in and like you could tell that you were there, like you meant business. Like you could tell that you were there and you weren't just going to be like a fly on the wall. And there's nothing wrong with people who join and they're just like kind of, maybe that's the season they're in, is they're kind of, you know, watching, kind of being a sponge. We've all had those seasons, but you were not a sponge. You were there. Well, maybe you were soaking in, but like you were there and you were sharing, you were like actively participating. And I admire you so much because I feel like you just came in and like you had a full plate and you were just like, I'm taking ownership of where I'm at because I know where I want to be and I know I'm not going to get there unless I change something. And so I just want to say like,
thank you so much.
Yeah, I'm so proud of you for recognizing what needed to be done and then doing it. And I know it probably wasn't easy and it probably like, you know, it takes a lot. I know I posted or I approved a post in the BFF Facebook group. It was either last night or this morning. One of our community members, Rachel, she was sharing something where she was like, it's been a process to create my version of a mostly productive life. Like it didn't happen overnight, but it's like getting to watch you guys do this, like you, like it, I can't tell you like how much it just inspires me and truly, truly helps me keep going. Like you're such a light in my little online space and I couldn't do what I do if it wasn't for people like you. So I'm so grateful for you, Emily. And
thank you so much, Jess.
Yeah. And I, like I said, I am not just blowing smoke up your butt because you're here in front of me. Like I truly mean that. And like Adam, my Adam, now that we talked about Adam Grant, I feel like I have to say every time. Okay. You guys are going to talk about my Adam from here on out. He knows like women in the BFF community. Like he knows you guys by name. He knows like what's going on in your lives. And it's just the coolest thing to me that I actually get to and I'm putting this in air quotes, do life with you guys. And also, this is sidebar, very random. I'm reading the Shatter Me series right now. It's fiction, YA dystopian. And the main character, her name's Juliet, and I thought about you immediately because I'm like, oh my gosh, somebody else name that. So yeah, but okay.
But to just add to that, yeah. For me, like I said, like challenging myself to show up has been huge for me. And you've said this many times, like you get out of it what you put in. Yeah. And so taking that to heart and, you know, submitting questions to the coaching call, like making sure I'm showing up, sharing on Zoom when I'm really nervous, like sharing with the community, like it all adds, all those small things add up.
Yeah.
And I love that you really remind us that in the community. And also just having a space to like share your hustle saving wins, like all of that has been really motivating to me.
Yeah, that makes me so happy because I truly do believe in the power of community. And I feel like this ties into like what we're going to be talking about. So can you, when I started implementing like hustle sanely strategies in my own life, I was working a 9-to-5. I was in grad school. Like I had a full plate. I was not working from home. I was not just a solo entrepreneur, but I've been out of the 9-to-5 space. Okay. Today when we're recording this, surprise you guys, you're hearing this in March. We're recording this January 3rd. I dropped out of grad school and January 5th, 2019. So 5 years ago, 2 days from now. And then later that year, in October, is when I left my 9-to-5. So I was still kind of working 9-to-5 as I, you know, built Hustle Sanely. So I've been out of the 9-to-5 game for going on 5 years. So I'm really excited that we have your perspective because like you said, you work mostly remote, but it's a 9-to-5. So how can you kind of share with us how Hustle Sanely has helped you in the workplace specifically when it comes to being like an air quote 9-to-5er?
Yeah. Yeah. So I love this question because Hustle Sanely has helped me in how I show up to do my work day to day, but also how I'm showing up for myself outside of work impacts how I'm showing up at work too. And so it's really like a ripple effect, right? But in terms of how I work every day, some examples there are one, narrowing down that giant to-do list. I took down that whiteboard and now I have like pictures that inspire me and pictures of my family and things that bring me joy, right? And I can just focus on the goals that I've set out for myself and just have more realistic expectations for myself and not put so much pressure on myself to like do it all. Another kind of key piece that has helped me is thinking about transition time between tasks at work and whether I'm, you know, do I want to pick up my phone or like open my Facebook tab but as I'm switching tasks, or am I going to take a few minutes to like meditate or step outside and get some fresh air? And even just like thinking about those little intentional moments make a really big impact in how I'm able to focus on the work in front of me. And then the third thing is around delegation. Like I mentioned, delegation was challenging for me, but that was something that I actually like set up as a switch goal at one point. And every day I would have a list and just try to add things to the list that I could delegate and really think about how can I best use my skills to support my own vision, the vision of the company. And I used to default to doing things on that giant to-do list, like the easy things, the things that I knew I could do well, the things that I knew I could check off. But those are actually the things that I needed to delegate so I could dig into the tasks and the projects that would most utilize my skill set and then bring more value to the company.
Yeah, that's huge. To my team. I feel like so many of us, this is something I used to struggle with before I created Hustle Sanely. I call those easy, like, tasks that you're referring to low-hanging fruit. I'm like, they're low-hanging fruit. You just reach up, grab it, and you get like that almost, especially if you're like a type A, you know, almost like recovering workaholic type of individual. I feel like you get like that dopamine hit of like checking off like the little tiny task. And I kind of had to like retrain myself like, okay, it feels good to like make that check mark, but how much better is it going to feel if I'm not having to spend my time and energy on these tasks that don't really need me, and I'm going to be able to pour my energy into like vision type tasks that you're talking about, like ones that, you know, are more tailored to our skill set, things that only you can do in your company or only I can do in my company. And so I love that example because it's so real, because I feel like so many people can relate to that, like just wanting to kind of stare at that huge overwhelming to-do list and then just like pick the easiest thing that they can just like be like, okay, I got something done. I was productive. Mm-hmm. But like that's the difference between peacefully productive and just productive, like hustle culture productive, right, is like making sure that you're being intentional with the tasks that you're choosing and giving your best time and energy to the things that matter most. And I feel like you're just explaining that in a real life way. So I kind of want to back up a little bit, and I want you to, if you don't mind, share kind of like if you could give us, like I'm imagining like if we were like looking at a comic strip or something, like what would your like pre-Hustle Sanely comic strip look like versus your Hustle Sanely comic strip look like? Like what was your life? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I think so. I mean, before it was like working through my lunch, working late, comparing myself to my colleague and friend Elizabeth, who's one of the smartest people I know, and think, why can't I be more like Elizabeth, right? I wasn't really taking breaks, not really like prioritizing that rest, and really like go. And then I would say after, I mean, I've taken the time to define what it is, what my values are, like what's important to me, what's my vision. I didn't actually create a vision board until after I did the Hustle Sanely program, now the Hustle Sanely Lifestyle course.
Yes.
So good. So good. Sign up. But now I'm no longer trying to be everything to everyone. I'm not trying to be Elizabeth. Love her. But I'm leaning into my gifts.
Yeah.
And that is noticed. And so one thing that I wanted to share is after about 6 months into my Hustle Sanely journey, I had a review at work. We do annual reviews to give each other feedback. And I wrote it down because I still look back at it, because I was 6 months into my Hustle Sanely journey, and I was commended for improvement in my decisiveness, in my confidence. People commented how I seemed less overwhelmed. I had noticeably delegated more. All of that feedback was huge. For years, I had been told from like bosses and, you know, in reviews, like, oh, be more confident, be more decisive. And I'm like, okay, like I'll try, you know, but right. I to actually get that feedback is huge. And it's definitely a journey for me. It's the journey, not the destination, right? It's something that I'm continuously practicing, and I think I'm still practicing it. I don't think I hustle sanely all the time, but I have the tools so that when I have things happening outside of my control, I can kind of ground myself in the routines and the self-care and rest for myself so that I can show up in the way that I want to. And I mean, I think even when it comes to like rest and self-care, studies actually show that people work more efficiently. They are able to be better creative problem solvers and innovate more when you give yourself a break. So take your lunch break.
Yes. Take your
PTO. Step outside. Take a break. Yes. Working late is not a badge of honor.
No, it's true.
And so I still have to catch myself. I still have to catch myself. But yeah, it's like a mindset shift, really.
100%. And I love that you said that you don't hustle sanely perfectly all the time. And spoiler alert, neither do I. And I am literally the founder of Hustle Sanely. Like I still have to, like you said, just be very mindful and very intentional. And I think I created Hustle Sanely because I so desperately needed something like Hustle Sanely, just something that I could fall back on and have like frameworks and systems in place that I didn't have to use my brain. I could just be like, okay, this is what we need to do in order to show up well for all areas of our lives. And it's like, obviously I don't have like data, like hard facts to share, but it's my life is a testament to like the rest and the self-care. Like I shared earlier, I'm working fewer hours now than I ever have in my business. I'm probably working between 15 and 20 hours a week. And mm-hmm. like the business is doing better than it's ever done. Back when I was working yeah. like 80 hours a week, like the work that I was doing was not good quality because I was so tired. I was spread so incredibly thin. Mm-hmm. So when I was working, the work that I was doing was getting like bottom of the barrel energy. Whereas now, yep. because I'm working less, like I'm, you know, because I'm choosing to be like kind of like part-time stay-at-home mom, I guess. And so like mm-hmm. I know that's what my values are in this season. So when it is time for me to sit down and work, like I'm dialed in because I'm able to be present where my feet are because of yep. systems and these frameworks. So I love that. It sounds like you've had kind of a similar experience where you're just taking better care of yourself and it's kind of pouring out and over into like different areas of your life.
Yeah.
Yeah,
definitely.
So, okay, what advice would you give to someone who feels like their workplace has like, you know, those hustle culture vibes and they're wanting to start yeah. creating a healthier and more peacefully productive life while they're at work? Like, what did mm-hmm. you do to kind of help facilitate a peacefully productive work experience for yourself? Because not everybody knows about Hustle Sanely. Not everybody,
right.
you know what I mean? Like hustle culture is the norm for a lot of people. And that's kind of the standard mm-hmm. still, I feel like. I feel like a lot of companies are shifting out of that. But I feel like a lot yeah. of companies still are kind of in that like loop of hustle culture being like the expectation. So what advice would you give to someone who is like trying to create their version of a peacefully productive life in a hustle culture-y like work environment?
Yeah. Yeah. One thing that I think is key is to focus on the things that you can control.
Yeah.
Because when you're at work, you don't always have control over your environment, like the things that are happening around you. I mean, same with life, right? But at work in particular. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, thinking about the things that you can control are kind of how you show up mm-hmm. and how you kind of create your own systems that you work within. So for example, being proactive about how you can make your company's tech systems work well for you is something that has really helped me. So like we use Slack at my work. Some companies use Teams or other systems, right? There are so many Slack hacks out there, like saving messages to respond to later or changing your status and notifications so that people know, hey, I'm online, but I have my head down. Mm-hmm. And you know, really using those to your advantage. Staying on top of your inbox, using color codes, inbox zero, and also just asking yourself, do I need to respond right away? Mm. And also like asking for what you need. Asking for help is not a weakness.
Yeah.
And I've even found that, you know, at work, even though I'm like a leader in my company, sometimes I have trouble prioritizing what I should do. And so whether it's me or whether it's a colleague that is feeling overwhelmed, to be able to go to someone, go to your manager or someone you're working with and be like, hey, I'm feeling overwhelmed. Here's how I'm thinking about prioritizing. Can I get your eyes on this? Can I get feedback? That is a great way to kind of gut check and also just kind of share your burden in a way, like make sure you're communicating and not just kind of hiding your overwhelm, because that's not going to do good for anybody. We've already talked a little bit about like boundaries at work, which I think are really important.
Huge.
Taking your lunch break. My friend Leslie, who's also in the BFF community, and who I actually met in person when we realized that we lived in the same area. Mm-hmm. She recently shared with me, like she was at work. She's an SLPA. Her supervisor was like, I'm going to work through my lunch. Like, I am going to just get some stuff done. And she was like, well, that's cool. I'm going to still go on my lunch walk and go take my time. And that's a Hustle Sanely win.
Yep.
Taking that time for yourself and not just because your manager is doing something doesn't mean you have to do it too.
Right.
Especially when it comes to taking a break. Additionally, I think practicing reflection at work is really beneficial. And it's a very Hustle
Sanely-esque
routine to do, but doing it really in the context of your work. So like what's working for me, what's not working for me, and having that self-awareness around your goals, defining success, and defining your success both according to your personal vision, but also your job description.
Yeah.
Like what does what does success look like from my manager's perspective? Like, what is the most important things I'm doing for the company? And just making sure you're aligned on that. There is also this concept of managing up that, as I learned about it, has been really helpful to think about. And it's really like a mindset for figuring out how to collaborate with your manager or with a team or like a colleague or teammate, and having self-awareness around how your way of working is, but also seeking to understand how they work and what their tendencies are, like your communication styles, your most productive time of day, how you prefer to give feedback and receive feedback. And so when you're managing up, you're thinking about your way of working, trying to understand their way of working, and then figuring out ways to meet in the middle. So for example, I had a colleague who would like ignore my Slack messages. And I was like, how rude. Why are they ignoring me? They must not value me. And I took it really personally. Mm-hmm. However, once I learned about this person's tendencies, that when they get overwhelmed, they just kind of like, they retreat. check out a little bit. Yeah. And so learning that person's tendencies and taking a step back about, oh, it's not a personal thing. It's really that we need to just have a weekly one-on-one where we can catch up. Mm-hmm. And if I really need to get hold of that person, I'm just going to call him or text him, right? And so practicing that like shift helps improve relationships, creates clear expectations, mm-hmm. and again, like make sure priorities are aligned. And so that has been really valuable as well.
Yeah, a lot of what I'm hearing you say has a lot to do with just like mindfulness and intentionality, which to me means like not just going through the motions. I feel like when a lot of people get overwhelmed or they feel like almost stuck at work, that like things, they just are how they are. And I'm putting that in air quotes. Mm-hmm. People, and myself included, I remember being in jobs in the past where I would just be like, well, this is just how it is at work. So I would just kind of put my head down and go through the motions, even though I didn't feel like I was honoring my own values or kind of, you know, having any sort of boundaries in place to support my mental health. And so I love that you shared that example too of Leslie and how she's like, okay, that's great that like you're not going to take your lunch break. Like she didn't like dog on her manager like, oh, you're not taking your lunch break. She was just like, hey, like if that's what you want to do, that's what you want to do. But I'm going to take my lunch break kind of a thing.
Yeah.
And I love that you – what was it called? Manager up? Is that –
Managing up.
That
I can share an article for the show notes.
Yeah, I would love that because I really like that concept of, because I feel like so often we're in our own bubble, and not in like a selfish way, but like people are just like in the zone, like focusing on what's in mm-hmm. front of them, you know, especially when it comes to work. Like you want to make sure that you're getting your things done that you're supposed to get done. And so sometimes I think we tend to forget that not everybody is wired the same way that we're wired. Totally. I love that example that you shared too about your coworker or colleague not responding to Slack right away. And you were like, hello, like that's rude. And he was just like mm-hmm. in his office, like probably like under his desk, like rocking back and forth, like, oh my gosh, I have, and like, you know, it just kind of helps everybody to have a little bit more compassion and like empathy for mm-hmm. one another. And I feel like when we open the doors to communication and just being a little bit more like gracious and empathetic, that just helps everybody to have a more peacefully productive environment. When we're operating from this place of having the desire to get to know somebody else and get to know how they're wired and like how they're operating. And that kind of reminds me of when I was in the 9-to-5 space. I feel like something that I started doing the tail end when I started kind of slowly getting into, you know, hustle sanely mindset versus hustle culture was, instead of like going into things wanting to be understood, I would go into things trying to understand like other mm-hmm. people and their perspective. And I feel like when you lead with that, when you lead with the intention of trying to understand someone, I feel like that automatically, not always, but a lot of the time, it helps walls to fall. And when walls fall, that's when you can kind of share your heart and kind of like, hey, this is kind of how things have been going, but like this is kind of where I need things to go in order for me to be the best employee that I can be. And so I feel like just kind of paving the way for solid communication. You know what I mean?
Yep. Yeah, definitely.
So, okay, is there anything that you did to get your coworkers and or your colleagues on board with Hustling Sanely, or were you more focused on kind of staying in your own lane and letting your actions speak for you? Like, what did that look like for you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. For me, it was definitely a little bit of both. On one hand, I think that the Hustle Sanely framework actually translates pretty seamlessly into like building that cohesion and shared understanding with the team. So like, what mindsets do we need as a team to work successfully? What's the vision as a company? What's my vision in my role? What are my goals and my priorities realistic? What routines can support us to be more effective? Like it all kind of like translates really well. And so I just kind of started like using that same framework as I would, you know, talk with like my leadership team and even like share with like my entire team. And reflecting on these questions, you know, help us feel aligned and give us the sense that we're in this together. But at the same time, I do think actions can sometimes or often speak louder than words, right? And so on a personal level, when I'm kind of showing up differently, and that I think also kind of leads by example, right? And I especially think when you're in a leadership position or a manager, you have the opportunity to influence. And when you are able to walk the talk, that goes further than just like sharing like some tips of how to work smarter. Mm-hmm. So at Friday, because we're all remote, we're 12 people, we're across 6 states. We've adopted and I've kind of pushed to help adopt, but together, we've done it together, intentional routines as a team so that we can be connected, like communicate well, and kind of like you were saying, like be human with each other. Yeah. So that we can build trust and work together better. And so a couple ways that we've done this, one is this concept of creating our own user manuals. And this kind of ties into that managing up concept. Mm-hmm. Whenever we onboard a new person, we have them create like a one-page guide of like how to best work with Emily, how to best work with
Jeff.
That
is so rad.
And then periodically we share them and like review them as a team. This is actually a concept from another book by another Adam Bryant.
Okay,
the book is Quick and Nimble. But answering those questions of like, how do I like to communicate? What are the quirks that you need to know about working with me? Like for example, I need processing time. I don't like being put on the spot. I want like, let me know what you're thinking and I'll get back to you. Mm-hmm. And just kind of understanding each other on a more human level. Another thing that we've done as a team is we carve out time to have some informal communication, like informal time together as a team. Because when you're in person, sometimes that can happen in the break room or getting a cup of coffee at the cafe around the corner. But when you're remote, we're just like hanging out on Zoom where we don't necessarily have those natural, organic moments of connection. And so one thing that we do is on Fridays, because we're called Fridays, the end of the week, we have a weekly team meeting where we take turns facilitating. You're assigned kind of a theme, and then the facilitator can kind of take it wherever they want and lead the team in a discussion. Like it's pretty short, like 15 minutes around like something like a skill they've learned or a piece of media they've read recently. And so through this practice, we've learned about skydiving. We've learned about neurodivergence, strategies learned in psychotherapy. And this is also the place where I took the opportunity to first tell my team about Hustle Sanely and the 5 keys to Hustling Sanely and how I incorporate that into my personal life and my professional life. But I really love this practice because it's helped us as a team learn about each other's interests and our expertise. It's like lighthearted, it's low pressure. And then we just end the week with kind of a fun practice and routine. And then the last way that I have shared Hustle Sanely, it's a good way to share Hustle Sanely with colleagues, is the daily planning notepad makes a great gift for colleagues. So it's a good one.
I love that so much. I love that idea of like kind of creating routines together with your team or, you know, with your coworkers or however, wherever you work is structured. I think that is brilliant because yes, it is so important to kind of keep your head down, stay in your own lane. Like I get that, but I think there's so much power in community. And like you said, it allows people to see you walking the walk. And so, and they don't even have to be like these rigid routines. Like you said, y'all's Friday, like the end of the week one where you guys get together and it's like super informal. Just having routines together as a team, I feel like just kind of builds rapport within the team. And again, it goes back to that, just like setting yourself up for that positive open communication. I feel like, you know, going in to understand rather than to be understood. And I feel like everything you're saying is kind of pointing back to that. So I just love it so much. Is there anything else, Emily, that you want to kind of share or wrap up with to just encourage somebody who is working in a 9-to-5 and they're just like, okay, I'm hearing this, it's hitting, it's resonating, and I'm ready to kind of let my peacefully productive life kind of bleed over into my workspace. Is there anything that you would like to encourage them with?
I just think be true to yourself and prioritize yourself. Even as much as you might love your job or love your colleagues, like at the end of the day, it's a job. And even though you may be a very important part of your workplace, there's only one of you. And so I think it in some ways it comes down to take care of yourself. And if, you know, if your workplace, there are toxic workplaces out there. There are some places that they're going to be like, no, I don't want to know about your feelings or whatever. But I just think, you know, if you need to get out of a toxic workplace, get out. You know, but because it does come down to that self-awareness, knowing what you want and living into that. Because if you drive yourself into the ground working, you're going to like wake up one day and, you know, your company isn't necessarily going to be there for you per se. And so, yeah, I think that would be my advice.
I honestly love that that's the advice that you shared, that, you know, focus on like you as you, not you as, you know, employee of XYZ company, because like you said, it's like, man, and it's all of this is resonating with me, and I'm not even like a 9-to-5er because I feel like I've been in those shoes before where I've just I found my identity and my worth in my work, and I was giving my all to my job, or I was letting like what was happening at work kind of impact my home life, and now I'm living on the other side of that, and it's just like you said, it's just such – it's a different vibe. Like your life completely changes. And I know that's like, okay, eye roll, dramatic sounding. But like I'm so serious that – and it's not overnight, I will say. Like making these changes, implementing these things at home and at work, they take time. They take consistency. They take you showing up even when you don't feel like it. And something that I saw on Instagram, I don't know, last week or something, I think I reposted it to my story. Consistency is not the same as being perfect. Like consistency is showing up 4 out of 7 days of the week for something. You know what I mean? Like you don't have to show up 100% every single day. It's just, you know, so I just think all of that kind of ties together and brings everything with a pretty little bow. Like just take care of yourself and give yourself, create space at work to be intentional and to be mindful. And I feel like that is going to just open up opportunities for like positive conversation and making these changes that you're desiring to see at work.
100% agree.
Yeah.
Emily, well said.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you so much for coming on today and for just
my pleasure
hanging out with us, spending time with us. I can't remember if I said this at the beginning or not, but Emily pitched herself to be on the podcast.
Yes.
And when she emailed, I was just like, heck yes, I want to have you on the podcast. It's so cool to me to have somebody who is actually using the Hustle Sanely tools and products in their own life to have you on and like share specific concrete examples. You know, we love a tangible example of how you're kind of walking this out in your life. So I really appreciate you taking the time to come on and just share your heart with the Hustle Sanely community.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah. Is there anywhere that the Hustle Sanely community can go to just learn more about who you are and what you're about?
Yeah. So I'm on Instagram, M Davalos, E-M, short for Emily, and my last name, Davalos. And then you can also follow what we're doing at Friday and kind of how we're thinking about workplace, friday.us/ideas. That's where we're posting these kind of our thoughts and learnings and love to have you join us there.
Yeah, perfect. And I'll link all that in the show notes too. And I'll have the article that you mentioned too. So all the good stuff for you guys will be in the show notes if you want to go connect with Emily and read the article and all that. And I'm just saying, if you're not in the BFF community, you might as well join, because then you can get to know Emily on a more personal level. And since this is going out in March, the membership doors are opening in April.
Yeah. So Jess, this is going out on my birthday.
Is it really?
Yes.
Well, I know it feels weird for me to say happy birthday now because it's January 3rd. Thank you. Happy birthday. How funny the time. Oh my gosh. That's crazy.
I'm meant to be.
Yeah.
Meant
truly, to be. Truly. Well, Emily, thank you so much. I so appreciate you. And everybody listening,
thanks,
I hope you have the best day ever.